AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As the fighting with Hezbollah continues along the northern border, Israel is on alert after warnings of an attack. The AP's Joseph Fetterman has the story.
The United States says it has detected signs that Iran, that's Hezbollah's main sponsor, Iran is planning a missile strike on Israel. The Israelis say they haven't detected any signs of launches, but they are issuing warnings to Iran. They say that if Iran does attack, there will be severe repercussions.
A senior U.S. official says the attack from Iran could come imminently. Iran launched a direct attack on Israel back in April, but few of its projectiles reached their targets. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the devastation brought by Hurricane Helene in the western part of his state is beyond belief.
Communities were wiped off the map. Dozens of lives lost. Hundreds of roads remain damaged or impassable. Communication has been difficult due to cell phone and power outages. Many people were waiting for days trying to get in touch with loved ones, and thankfully many of them have, but some of them are still waiting.
The number of dead in parts of the South is approaching 140. A courthouse security officer in North Carolina died after being submerged inside his truck. A couple and a six-year-old boy waiting on a rooftop to be rescued drowned when part of their home collapsed. People east of Atlanta are being told again to take shelter if shifting winds push the still billowing chemical cloud from a chlorine factory fire over their neighborhood. Claudia Sheinbaum will take the oath as Mexico's first female president in more than 200 years of independence. Former President Jimmy Carter has reached his 100th birthday. It's the first time an American president has lived a full century. The former president has been in home hospice care for 19 months in Plains, Georgia, where he was born October 1st, 1924. This is AP News. A Montana man caught cloning sheep was sentenced to 6 months in prison.
For illegally using tissue and testicles from a giant Marco Polo sheep hunted in Central Asia and brought to the U.S. illegally to clone and create hybrid sheep for trophy hunting in the U.S., Arthur Jack Shubarth pleaded guilty to violating federal wildlife trafficking laws. The 81-year-old told the judge, "I will have to work the rest of my life to repair everything I've done." The judge says he struggled with an appropriate sentence to deter anyone else from trying to change the genetic makeup of the creatures on Earth. I'm Julie Walker.
A cruise ship taking passengers on a 3.5-year around-the-world voyage finally sailed after spending 4 months stuck in Belfast in Northern Ireland. The Odyssey had work done on its rudder and engine after leaving Southampton, England in May. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.